What's up, everyone? It's Lex and Stacy with Threesome Podcast. Say it, Stacy.
Number 20.
20 hours of Lex and Stacy.
Yes. You lucky bastards.
May you third person in the relationship be so lucky. 20 hours of us, and you're the third one in. Hence the Threesome Podcast. Yes. Lex, that's me. Stacy, that's her. And
me.
You. We're doing a threesome. That's not what the premise of the show originally was. We abandoned that quickly. We were going to talk about things in threes, but you know, it was exhausting.
It was. We kept forgetting.
Yeah.
what number we were on.
We got involved in all these complex and cool conversations and decided, you know, this is no good. We're better off just being us.
Yes.
So this is us being us. We got lots of stuff to talk about today. First off, here at press time, Cam Newton in an accident. You told me about that. So what's going on with that?
Let me see. It says the Charlotte Observer is reporting that Panthers quarterback Cam Newton was injured in a two-car crash in the uptown area of Charlotte today. Newton, whose truck overturned, was stretchered into an ambulance and taken to the hospital. One police officer said that he was able to communicate.
So it made him better?
Pretty much no.
No, I'm just kidding.
Nice.
He sure can't communicate with his receivers, that's for sure.
His truck flipped several times, coming to rest on its side. So this wasn't just like a boom. This was a rolling boom, Queen kind of thing.
They just trounced the New Orleans Saints last weekend. I mean, embarrassed them in their own crib. And I believe moved into a tie for first place, or maybe into sole possession of it, since they have a tie with the Bengals on their record. And things were looking pretty rosy for the Panthers, and now not so much.
They have a picture of him. He's very much strapped into the stretcher, like a neck board and
yeah.
You know, the backboard and all that.
That's precautionary.
And they said he was alert, but he was in pain.
Yeah.
But you don't see blood. So it's not like he has something open and bleeding profusely.
No, that's why they call it internal bleeding, Stacy.
I know, and those are actually the worst.
Yes.
Those are the ones that are the silent killer.
Uh-huh.
That's, I think, what happened to Princess Diana, wasn't it?
I'm not sure.
I mean, I know she was injured in other ways, but I think it was the internal bleeding that got her.
I mean, there's all kinds of conspiracy theories on that one. I don't know why. She's useless.
She was the people's princess, Lex.
I know, but let's face it. She was useless. I mean, she just went around and waved at people and smiled, and she really didn't do much.
But that's what any of the royals do. I mean,
I know. That's why the Sex Pistols hated their fucking guts so bad.
They're the richest, some of the richest people on the planet.
Yeah.
And they smile. And I actually don't, I don't have any issue with, like, William and Kate. I mean, I don't follow them. I'm not excited that they're in the U.S. right now or anything. But they don't bother me.
They were at the Cavaliers game last night, and they got to see our little display of pistivity as as LeBron and Kyrie Irving were wearing the "I Can't Breathe" shirts.
Oh,
for Eric Gardner or Garner? Is it Gardner? Garner?
Garner?
Garner? Yeah, like James Garner.
Yeah. Yes.
And. You know, they were wearing those, much to the league's dismay, who has a deal with Adidas.
I'm looking at a comment about this Cam Newton. It says, pictured, yet another Cam Newton turnover.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I love snarky, snotty internet commenters.
Yeah, the another good one would be, hey, look, Crash Cam.
Nice.
So yeah, I hope he's okay. I mean, seriously, that's, you know, as a young athlete with still a very long career ahead of him, I hope he's okay. But what the hell are you doing driving where your truck flips over 9 or 10 times?
I know.
Seriously. That's fast, if you're driving that fast.
Well, I say good for him for driving a truck instead of, like, you know, some Humvee, you know, that gets 3 miles to the gallon and is all decked out, armored and stuff.
Dude, trucks have horrible gas mileage. My daughter had just a standard F-150, and that thing was eating $500 a month in gas. I made her get rid of it. I did.
See, I know someone right now. I don't want to name names. I mean, it's no one you know, but anyway, I know someone who's dating a guy, and she's like 19, he's 23, mm-hmm. and they're in college and stuff, and that's how they met. And his family, his parents, he is like from down around Detroit, the very ritzy area.
Like Grosse Pointe, that type?
Yeah. And he came up to visit her a couple weekends ago, and we were over at their house, and he pulls up in exactly that vehicle that I just described, like that urban assault vehicle.
Right.
It you know, is fully armored. There is a gun turret in the ceiling.
Oh, my God.
And it was like, wow, why are you driving that? And he's like, oh, Dad, let me drive it. And that's, I guess, fully when we started to realize, wow, I think his parents do have a lot of money if they need the armored vehicle to drive around in.
Or they're just douchebags.
He's a lovely kid. You would never know.
Yeah.
You know, so I can't make any speculation on his family.
Hey, some people just turn out all right. Just saying.
Yes.
You know, they realize their parents are, you know, over the top, gluttonous, sicko, paranoid, and just go ahead and do the right thing.
Well, let's just say
be a normal person.
My small town of like 4,000 people, truly rural America, you just don't see that vehicle driving around.
No.
It, you know?
No, and if you do, you run. Holy fuck, RoboCop's here. Holy shit.
So, yeah.
Was it RoboCop shot in Detroit?
It took place in Detroit. I don't know if it actually took, you know, if they filmed it there, but...
Yeah, I think
yes, Detroit has the RoboCop statue somewhere. I've not seen it, but they decided to immortalize that.
Next time you see, like, the kicker for the Seahawks, look at his head. He looks just like RoboCop.
Which one? Old one or new one?
The
Peter
first
Weller?
One. Yeah.
Okay. You know who the new one is, since you watched The Killing? It was the male cop, the partner.
Yeah.
Which really surprised me, because he annoyed me so much in The Killing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, which cop was he, The Killing, the partner guy?
Yeah, the detective.
Yeah.
That was all...
jacked up on stuff, and
yes.
You know, his life was kind of messed up a little bit. And yeah, I could see where you know, like the chick in The Killing. That's what you.
I don't.
That's what
don't
you'd be
if
like
I...
if you were a cop.
No, she just seemed bitter all the time. I don't know if I'd be bitter. I'm so perky and uplifting normally.
Yeah, I don't know. If she's bitter. She's just. She's just kind of. Shall we say. uptight.
Yes. I suppose she is. She's humorless. She smiled like 5 times in the 5 or 4 seasons, whatever it was that it was on.
Yeah. And, and the first season was the best.
I agree.
And it just got weird from there. I lost interest.
It just, you know, it was so dreary. And I understand. I mean, I think they did a fantastic job with the content of what they were doing, you know, but... It was just like, please stop raining. Just for one day, show some sunshine. Please.
Yeah.
What a depressing show.
It is. It's a very depressing show. And I really don't know where it went south on me, other than it didn't seem to change much.
Right.
It just kind of spun its wheels, and I lost interest.
And, you know, I had, as a female watching this, there was the, are they going to do it? Aren't they going to do it? Da-da-da-da, you know. And it was like, okay, we're five seasons into it. They're not going to do it. We may as well just get over that fact, because she never really flirted with him, but he flirted on occasion with her. And then, so the ending, I won't do any spoilers, but it was like, what? Where did that come from?
Yeah.
It just was like, wow, it's like the last 15 minutes of like movie number three in Star Wars, where they just crammed everything into 15 minutes. I was like, wow, you could have just dedicated a little more time to that.
Yeah. I just remember I was all over it. I was just watching episode after episode after episode, and I all of a sudden wasn't. I'm on to something else now. Justified.
See, I did that when it first started. I love me some Timothy Olyphant.
Yeah, he's a badass.
As Raylan. Oh, my God. You know who I love, though? And I would throw it all away for Boyd Crowder.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see him in other stuff now, and I'm like, it's Boyd. Yay.
Well, he was one of the dirty cops in The Shield, and he was fucking awesome. He always plays like a douchebag, dirty guy, or a henchman, criminal henchman, or, you know, he's always in a part like that, but he's so fucking perfect for it.
But, you know, he isn't really like that in Justified. He's got a brain. He's working. There is a little semblance of humanity in there. You know, I think he's just fascinating. I think every character in Justified is fascinating.
Well, don't forget, he started out as a you know, Nazi.
Yes.
Yeah.
But still a fascinating Nazi.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, he's a white supremacist, Stacey. Is not that fascinating?
Well, he in the show, you know, he moves beyond that, and he's always there for Raylan.
Yeah, well, kind of, sort of. I mean, they almost killed him.
Yes, but he's also always there, though.
Yeah.
You know?
That was such a badass scene where he and the chick...
Which part? It's been a while since I've seen it.
The in like the second episode, Raylan and the blonde chick, his wife, Boyd's wife.
Okay.
They shoot him at the dinner table.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was like, "Fuck, this got started quick." Because I saw the promos for season five where they were like back to back to each other. Like they were going to shoot each other.
Nice.
Yeah. That's a great show. I love it.
Was it season three, I think, with Ma Bennett?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. No, You're only on season two right now?
I'm still on season one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Season three, a new bad... I think it's season three, a new bad person comes in. Might be season two. It's been a while. Ma Bennett's pretty cool.
But I love how the guy never raises his voice and all they talk about is his anger issues. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I may have some of those. It's like, you don't seem like you have any of those. You don't seem pissed off. You just seem to end up shooting a lot of people.
He's just so fucking hot. I love him.
Yeah, I could see where you'd like him. I'd like to be like him, so I could see where you'd like him. What else has he been in? He looks familiar.
Wasn't he in that Hitman movie? I think he was the Hitman. And then he was in a like semi-scary movie, I think called like The Crazies or something like that.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. I could see where the chicks dig him and the other dude. Good cat.
It's not that I'm even attracted to Boyd, but he's just fascinating. He's fun to watch.
Which makes you attracted to him.
Don't, I guess.
Don't lie to me.
I wouldn't say that I'm like,
he'd so
I would look
his
at across
out.
The bar and go, oh, God. Well, I probably would.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd do a restroom shot with him or something. Like at a bar. That'd be the kind of relationship you and he would have.
But see, if he is Boyd, I don't think he would be interested in that.
Who knows?
He seems like he's a one-woman kind of guy, and you got to respect that.
Yeah, as a white supremacist, you just got to respect that.
He's not a white supremacist through the whole thing. It's like the first season. He does change totally. If you're on the first season.
Tiger stripes, Stacey. Come on.
I'm speaking from it, seeing the whole four seasons of Justified, not just the first season.
Yeah, I hear you.
So he becomes good.
I know I got a little ways to go here, you know, before I get up to all the right stuff.
I would say that the first time, it was probably season four, and it could have been just because I was binge watching it. Season four was the first time I kind of went, that might not have been as good as the other seasons. But seasons one through three are just nonstop. They maintain the same amount of quality, I think.
Yeah, well, five's going on right now. Starting at the beginning of the year, I think.
So. I'm always a season or two behind everything.
Do you watch House of Cards?
I did. The new one's coming out in February, isn't it?
Can't wait.
Yay.
It's so fucking awesome. It's like Frank Underwood's the dude.
I love Claire.
Yeah. Claire's maybe more underhanded and fucked up than he is.
I know, and she doesn't show it, but when she does, it's like, oh.
Yeah.
Kitty's got her claws out.
Yeah, she's trouble, to say the least.
When she went to the little reporter girl's apartment and started going through her things right in front of her, she's kind of walked in and was like, well, you went through my things.
I know.
I could go through yours.
Yeah, pretty nuts. And the girl's like, okay.
I was really glad that she wasn't continuing to be on the show. She annoyed me, the reporter chick.
Yeah, the reporter chick. Yeah, she just needed to be boned and sent on her way. I agree.
I think she lasted way too long.
A lot longer than Frank did. Hello.
Heyo.
So, it's just a phenomenal show. It really is. That's just one of those ones I'm counting the moments for it to come back on. Because it's the deal. It really is. And February, you say?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And
then there's the other stuff I'm into, you know, How Do You Get Away with Murder?
I started watching Scandal.
Oh, God. Please tell me you started at the beginning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Again, Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah, because, God, Kerry Washington.
Have you seen Django Unchained?
Yeah. Yeah, she's hot.
Oh, Christoph Waltz is another guy in that movie and in Inglourious Basterds, so I can't take my eyes off him.
The first 15 minutes of Inglourious Basterds is the greatest fucking scene in a movie ever.
And it's like, because Tarantino has said that if he couldn't find the right person to play that role, that movie wouldn't have even been made.
Yeah.
And this Christoph Waltz guy just waltzed in and was like, wow, he nailed it. And so he's the reason that movie was made.
Yeah, because he had to be a ruthless Nazi Gestapo, but also had to be charming at the same time.
And he is a charming mofo.
Oh, man. He's like, you know, I was like, you know, this guy's all right for a Nazi.
Yes.
You know, he's probably going to let these people go.
Well, I didn't think that because that's Tarantino. I know different, but it was fun to watch. It's like, he's going to kill him, but he's being so nice to them right now.
Yeah. Yet he's astutely and acutely aware of all the little things they're trying to do to get away with shit.
Yes.
And he, instead of saying something, he just like he quizzes them till they out themselves for the most part. Just methodically fucks with them until they finally give their French asses up, you know. And it was such a conundrum for me, you know, because I hate the French. And, I don't want the Nazis getting over. So it was really tough for me. It was a tough scene. Very emotional.
I was very happy that he was a better guy in Django.
Yeah. Yeah, he. But whatever he's in, he's awesome. Even when he hosted Saturday Night Live, he was awesome.
See, I didn't even know he had.
Yeah. Speaking of which, a couple weeks ago when Brady and Manning played each other, mm-hmm. they were showing Saturday Night Live clips of the two of them. Peyton Manning with the United Way one, and then the Tom Brady one where he's at the fair and he's trying to throw footballs in the hole and missing. And Forte's making fun of him, and he looks and he goes, "I'm going to throw this next one at your head." And he goes, "I couldn't be less worried." Because he's like missing her. He's like 5 feet away from him. "I couldn't be less worried." And the Peyton Manning one, he's like throwing at kids and they're not even turning around. He's like knocking them down with, he's like, "Come on."
I know.
He laughed. He goes, "Enough about football. We're going to show you how to steal a car."
You watch for cops.
Yeah. Look that way for cops. You look that way. Don't get us caught. It was awesome. I forgot all about those. The Tom Brady one especially. "We throw this next one at your head." I couldn't be less worried.
Saturday Night Live, it just occasionally has a gem.
Oh, God, yes.
You know, my favorite in the last 10 years would be, this was like 5 years ago, but it was the Vincent Price Halloween special. It was when John Hamm hosted. And it's just stupid, but, you know, it's, what's his name, Bill Hader as yeah. Vincent Price, and then there's John Hamm as, what was his name? It was a Mason, not Jackie Mason. James Mason.
Yeah.
And if you can find it, you should look it up. It's pretty amusing.
The John Hamm one where he's the saxophone guy.
I've not seen that.
Oh, my God. He has like a name like Mambo or something like that. But but he's you know, shirtless with suspenders on. And
can you see the outline of his ginormous penis?
Yeah, and he just busts out of the wall and starts playing, you know, like in women's rooms and stuff like that. It's hilarious.
That man is too good looking for his own good.
Yeah, he was great in Bridesmaids.
Yes. What a fuck. Oh, God.
Like total commitment issues. It's awesome.
No, he allegedly has a very, very large penis.
That's the word, yeah.
A lot of times see it clearly through his pants. And then apparently he also has like a giant head.
Like his real head?
People who fit hats for the stars say that he's like the largest hat any of them have fit.
That's pretty weird.
But it goes well. You don't look at him and go, "Wow, there's a big noggin."
What time is it?
What time? It is 2:35 p.m., Lex.
Okay. I have to make a call to get my kid out of school.
Uh-oh, why?
Just for an appointment I forgot about. Okay. So let me know in 15 minutes. We'll stop this thing. I'll call, and we'll start it over. The beauty of a podcast.
All right, so we're going to start over?
No.
Oh.
No, hell no.
Okay. Okay.
No. No, what the fuck's the matter with you? This last half hour has been brilliant.
All right.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
Okay.
All right, maybe not brilliant, but pretty good.
Okay. Text me when you're ready.
I will.
Bye.
All right. No, we're not doing it now.
Oh, well, I don't know what we're doing.
No, I said in 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
We'll have to stop and do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Jesus.
Why hasn't your child learned how to, you know, forge your signature and just get herself out of school whenever she wants?
Because she can't forge my signature right in front of somebody.
Well, can't she excuse herself to go to the bathroom?
No, I have to handle this. They've progressed in their ways.
Well, that just sucks.
Yeah, it does. But it's okay. We'll just stop for a second. I'll handle it. We'll start over. Nobody will be none the wiser.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Nobody will have any fucking idea, even though we're talking about it right now. So
nothing if not seasoned professionals.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Well, this will all be cut out. You know, okay. It's all good. So, did you see the Prez on Colbert last night?
No.
Yeah, pretty good stuff. I like the guy. I'm sorry. I just think he's got it going on. I like the self-deprecation. I like the fact that he, you know, doesn't take things too seriously when he's on a show like that. His sphincter's not all tight.
Can get at least two fingers in there.
Yeah, I don't know. Not really worried about it. You're being conspicuously quiet about it. Are you not a fan?
No, I like him. You know, I could go on for hours just kind of choosing not to.
Why?
Because I think people are probably sick of the political talk. I think everyone who listens know where we stand. Yes, I am an Obama fan. I think that he did a good job with what has been given to him, considering that he has different branches of the government conspiring to make sure he doesn't succeed in any way, shape, or form.
Yes.
So it is what it is.
Well, hey, maybe we'll have a new hero come into office and get all kinds of stuff done. You know, because that happens like never.
Well, I know the next one, I'm pretty sure, is going to be a big fan of Jesus.
Aren't they all? I mean, really? Don't they all have to say that to some degree?
I know, and you know what? If I were president, that would be something that would piss me off. It's like, you know, I don't go to church now. I'm not going to start going to church so that you will give me your vote.
Oh, God, I'd be the most honest candidate ever. I'd be like, I've jerked off over a couple thousand times in my life. I went to church when I was a kid, but I got tired of it and haven't been back since. I was raised a Republican, but, you know, some of those values stuck around. Some of them went out the window, so sorry. I'm really not enamored with some of the shit the Democrats are doing either, so I'm running as an independent, just so you all know, so I can think however the fuck I want when I want, which is what you want out of me anyway, right? And by the way, I got mostly B's and C's in school. I'm not the smartest guy in the class, but here's what I am smart enough to do. Have everybody from Harvard and Yale at my disposal and hire them. That's what I'm going to fucking do. So I'll be getting solid advice from all kinds of people and processing it and making decisions whether to bomb the fuck out a terrorist or take a diplomatic route. Isn't that what you're paying me for, to make decisions in the end with all the resources available to me? I think so. So how about voting for me? Because at least I was up front with your pathetic asses.
I bet I would vote for you.
And I bet I win.
There's just so many games that get played.
And I'd look over at my campaign manager who's telling me not to say all these things. And be like, go fuck yourself, Joe. I'm telling the truth. I told you I am. By the way, you're fired. You're a pussy.
That's when I go, Dick Cheney, is that you?
Who out there wants to be my campaign manager? If you say yes, I think you're stupid. You said yes, sir? You're hired. Get up here. By the way, it pays next to nothing, but if I win, you'll be a rich motherfucker. And chief of staff.
And according to Scandal, that's where all the power is.
It's where all the manipulating happens.
Yes.
You're the broker in between deals and the president, so yeah, you got lots of power. And you can not have to tell people you're gay, like Cyrus Bean.
Exactly. And I get the impression they're all Republicans, correct?
They are, yes.
There's a lot of very liberal people.
Hence the scandal.
In that Republican, yes, that Republican campaign administration's staff.
Yeah, they're the administration we all really want, you know.
They said that when George Bush was in office, and this isn't a rip on him, but when he was in office, behind the scenes, his administration was incredibly gay friendly. You know, they invited the gays to come work for them, basically, you know.
Yeah, but that's hypocritical, you know.
Oh, I agree, you know, completely. And it's like, you're not doing him any favors if you're saying that.
And if you're a gay person and you go to work for them, you're hypocritical.
And women too.
Yeah,
I know.
You know, and that's what bothers me. You know, it's like, you know, he won't let you get married, but you're going to go to work for him? What the fuck?
Aren't they called, I think Republican gays are called log cabin gays. I'm not really sure why.
Oh, I don't know.
Lincoln being gay kind of thing.
I don't know.
Because, you know, some people think that he was.
Well, and that was his wife that was sitting next to him at the Ford Theater, wasn't it?
That doesn't mean anything.
Yes,
beards
it
have
does.
Been around forever.
Yes, it does.
Apparently, there's a lot of documentation of him, quote unquote, sleeping with men. Now, of course, this was at a different time when it was not uncommon. You could share a bed with someone, and it didn't mean that you were, you know, sucking cock.
Yeah, listen. As long as you do away with slavery and do some pretty cool shit, who cares?
Yeah, I think he did a great job. I don't have an issue if Lincoln was gay or not.
Somewhere in the next 100 years, we're going to have a gay president.
Probably before we have a woman president.
Yeah, because if dudes are forced to choose that are conservative in nature, they'd rather give a gay dude power than a chick.
I know.
So brutal. That's why, you know, Hillary's the perfect choice. At least her husband used to be president.
Yes.
Yeah.
She can go
it's down.
Like you're getting Clinton all over again.
Yeah, she can go down the hall and go, how the fuck do I handle this?
But see, even that's kind of insulting, you know, the idea that at least she can fall back on Clinton. Have we sat there and went, who could Bush fall back? Well, Bush could fall back on his daddy. Who did daddy fall back on? You know, who did
CIA, old CIA directors and old FBI directors?
Okay,
and
who did Reagan fall
Dick
back
Cheney
on?
And they all have somebody to fall back on. Trust me. They all have advisors that have been in cabinets and have been in Congress and have been senators. They all have their connections.
Yeah, but when they're running, okay, you're running for president, and you're not going to say, you know what, I'm going to have the most kick-ass foreign advisor for this committee. You don't talk about that stuff. It's the person running. But if she runs, she will automatically be Bill Clinton's wife.
I don't think so.
I would like to think not, but unfortunately, I think that's what it's going to end up being.
I don't think so. I think he'll be very public about removing himself from that. I think he'll be very, I did my 8 years. It's her gig. You know, I'm happy to assist in, you know, doing, you know, first partner things or whatever the hell it is. But other than that, it's her gig.
Oh, I agree. I don't think he's going to overshadow her, he himself, but that's what people are going to be looking at. And that's what the pundits and all of the people on the news that have to talk all the time, you know, that's what it's going to be. But how would Bill handle this?
He'll be making jokes like, I'm going to go sit in a part of the house I never was in before. The bedroom.
Oh, nice.
I just think it's awesome that she can end up in the Oval Office where her husband got his dick sucked right in the same chair. How fucking badass is that?
I hope she, you know, does something that allows her to add skankiness to the office, too.
She won't.
I know. And that's unfortunate.
Because,
you know, apparently, like, when Bay of Pigs was happening, rumors and legends say that JFK was sitting at his desk, like, signing the orders for the Bay of Pigs and everything, completely naked. He liked to be naked a lot, I guess. I guess it was very common if you were in the administration to walk into his office. At some point, you were probably going to see Kennedy junk.
That's so awesome. It's like, sir, would you like us to have something made for you? No. No, I got so many bitches coming through here, that's just a waste of time.
I know.
I'm sorry, but as far as politicians go, what a bona fide fucking badass.
He was in pain. He hurt.
Yeah. I mean, everything went according to plan.
Except for that death thing.
Well, even that, you know, he just went out in style. Immortalized. He's like the boyfriend that, you know, a woman's in a relationship with that dies, and you're like the next person in, and she, you're never going to be able to top it. That's the kind of president he was. It's like you talk to people, you know, even to this day, nobody's topped him.
Oh, lots of people would disagree. There was Reagan.
Nah, sorry. He's the closest thing on the Republican side, for sure. But he faded away. He Alzheimer'd out.
That's it's not a big the tap same. Out right there.
It's not the same. You know, but yeah, on the Republican side, he's the Kennedy. You know, as far as the acting pedigree, the charisma, the Hollywood, the sound bites, the whole thing.
And the wife who has the distinction of being the best blowjob giver in Hollywood.
Supposedly.
Yuppers. Little Nancy knew how to use her mouth.
I'm okay with Nancy.
Me too.
Nancy did what she needed to do to get where she is.
And, I can't believe she's still alive.
And, you know, let's be real. We've all, you know, hypothetically have had to, you know, suck the crank to get somewhere. I never had to do it for real, but, you know, I've had to be nice to people and stuff like that. Which I fucking hate.
I just did it for love, Lex.
Not me. I did it for full gain. Get ahead and trounce on people. Bad people.
You whore.
Yeah. I told people I thought they were cool when I knew they weren't.
So a gun is held to your head and to your daughter's head and to Lisa's head, too. You're all going to die unless you suck a dick. Would you do it?
Nope.
Really?
Really.
You turn around with one tear running down your cheek and say, I loved you guys.
Because what I'm left with is a girl that saw me suck a dick who won't have any respect for me or.
But she could go off and find someone else who's never sucked a dick and live a long, happy life. Wouldn't that be worth it, Lex?
No. No, fuck that. I had a gun to my head and I had to suck a dick and you get to go off with somebody else? Fuck you. No, you're dead. No, you're going to remember me before the bullet goes through your head as the guy that's got some values.
Nice.
That's got some integrity. That's not going to let his girlfriend who thinks, you know, he hung the moon, you know, with a dick in his mouth. It's not going to happen. You know, because somebody's getting over on me. It's a different story that she finds out I'm gay and finds me like that. That's one thing, you know, but to make me do it, you know, to extort me into doing that and that I've been brought to my proverbial knees. No, fuck no.
Well, what about your daughter?
She'll respect me.
I respect you, Daddy, for not sucking that dick.
Yeah. You know, because in the end, she didn't see me doing anything I wasn't supposed to be doing.
Thank you for depriving me of a brilliant future, Daddy.
You're welcome.
You hang on to those values.
You're welcome.
I'll never get married or have children of my own.
Nope, you won't.
I'll never be a productive member of society, but
nope,
thanks,
and you'll never,
Dad.
And you'll never get to tell your kids you're going over to your cocksucking grandfather's either. So there. So I feel pretty good about my decision. How about you, Stacy? Say you had to take it in the ass from Hell's Angels. And And, you know, there's like 30 of them, and they haven't bathed. And standing to your left is your loved ones. What about you? What do you do?
I would say, look away, people. I'm doing this for you. Get me some lube.
Yeah. Also, your husband can look you in the eye and go, thanks for saving my life, you filthy gutter fucking whore.
And I would be okay with that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, it depends on the guy. Some guys would actually be very turned on by that. It's like, oh, do you think we could get another biker gang in here? I don't think she's done yet, you know?
Yeah. Can you call the outlaws? Is there any way you can give 50,000 people at Sturgis right now tickets?
Vroom, vroom.
Yeah, I, you know, first off, that's an evil motherfucker that make you do something like that. It's like that.
Well, yes.
It's like the episode in The Shield with the captain. Fucking bad. And then like three or four episodes later, he sucked the gang member's dick, you know, that they took a picture of on the cell phone, and he had to like tell his wife, and she's like, I don't know if I can be with you. And I'm like, yeah, I get it.
Okay. What could Lisa potentially do that would make you go, wow, I'm never going there again?
What do you mean?
In a life and death situation. Say if she took on both the Outlaws and Hell's Angels in the ass, one at a time, to completion for each, would you never go there again?
That's different. It just is. You know, it's different with a girl and a guy. It just is. It is.
I don't think so, though.
You know, I mean, you know, we're just used to a history of women being, you know, taken and like that. And, you know, it's like, but if a guy does that, you know, he's pretty much scarlet lettered as a pussy. It's just the way it is.
See, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't because you're a chick, but I'm telling you, all guys right now are going, no, you can put
Well, first of all, I don't think, well, actually, I'm sure there's probably a percentage of the male population who would love to be in that situation, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, but then, you know.
We're not talking about them.
I know. No, and I'm not. I just, but for 100% heterosexual men being put in that situation, I guess the question is, what wouldn't you do or would you do to save the life of your children, you know, your loved one, your mother, your father, sisters, whatever, you know, and if sucking a dick is not one of those things, would you fuck a guy in the ass?
No.
Why? No. There's no cock sucking going on there.
No, that I can't be seen by those people doing that. No.
But if you are the fucker as opposed to the fuckee, that makes you automatically the top, the more masculine
no.
of the two.
No, the answer is no, Stacey. You can stop dreaming up scenarios. It's not happening.
You wouldn't
happening.
Have to shave. Have a scruffy face. You're just all big and masculine. Smacking that ass. Saving the lives of your children, your child. Okay, well, how about this then? You're not getting away from this.
No, I'm not trying to get away from it. As a matter of fact, I wanted to address your scenario as the gunman. You know, if I have a guy that will do it, that takes all the fun out of it for me.
Because you want to kill the children.
I want to kill
women.
Everybody, yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, it's like if he's like, hell yeah, I'll suck your dick. you know, I'm going to be like, blam! It's like, wrong answer.
But see, I don't think it's actually about the killing at that point. I think it's about the power. It's like the ultimate puppet master. Look at you.
Yeah.
You're getting this big masculine man to suck a dick right now because he'll do anything to save his wife and kids.
Yeah, well, that's not
going
to happen
to me. If
he'll
suck a dick, what else will he do?
That's not going to happen to me.
Okay, so a gunman has a gun to Lisa and Sam's heads and says, Here are all of the current Victoria's Secret models. You have to fuck each and every one of them in front of them, or we're going to kill them.
Okay, that I'll do. Now, do I have a time limit, or...
You have to complete the transaction with each one. And you've got 1 hour to do it. Come on, little mister.
No problem.
Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
No problem. In front of the missus? Are you kidding me?
You would like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that'd be pretty badass. Be like... and knowing Lisa, she'd be like, oh, is that all he has to do? Go ahead, honey.
But what about the daughter?
Well, she's, you know, she'd just have to see it. Sorry.
Now, this is called doggy style.
This is called
a dream.
And you
can flip her over. And see, if you hold her legs just like this, you could turn it into an instructional video.
Now, my comment would be, I want you to have a tutorial with all these girls after I school them.
Nice.
And you won't lose your marriage. You won't be shitty at sex, and you'll keep your marriage together. Now, you're going to hear me call them some choice things, but that's part of the process. That's they call it making love, but it's really not that.
No, there's no love involved with this.
No. And hell, if Lisa gets a free Victoria's Secret tote bag out of it, she'd be up for it.
Jeez. She's all about the tote.
She's like the collector of the tote bags. She's like, can I spend $75 at Victoria's Secret? I said, if you let me pick it out, you can spend more than that. Quit buying
I get a tote.
Quit buying sweatpants. Let's fucking do this right. I want some see-through shit. But no, it's pink stuff. The pink sweatpants and t-shirts and pajamas and all the shit Victoria's Secret should never make. They used to make that stuff. It used to be all about the sex, and it's not anymore. That's the secret. We don't do anything sexy anymore. We're just another female retail outlet that poses as a sex store. Bullshit. Anyway, I'm sidetracked from the original scenario. What else do you have for me? What else do you want to do to compromise me?
Okay. Well, no, because, I mean, I don't know.
There's no dealing with me. I'm not going to look like shit so somebody else can live. That's
all. A gunman has a gun.
Okay.
To Lisa and Samantha's head. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's you and Terry. And they say one of you two has to suck this dick to save the women that you love, Lex.
And I'd say, Terry, it's your lucky day. You finally get to do this with purpose. Of course, he'd say the same thing, but you know, but there would be some comedy involved. Well, you told me you have all these gay friends. Now prove it. Get one more of them so we can all live and go home. I won't tell anybody.
Cocksucker.
Yeah, it's like the old joke, the married couple. They get married, and it's like 1 year anniversary. He's like, will you suck my dick? And she's like, oh no, I could never do anything like that. That's, you know, that's not very nice. And you know, I'm just not that kind of girl. 5 year anniversary. He asks again. She says, no, God, no. You know, 10-year anniversary, 15, 20, 25th anniversary. He goes, look, I think by now I've proved my mettle. That, you know, I'm a devoted and wonderful husband. And, you know, I think it's okay for you now to finally suck my dick. So So she does. She starts doing it, and the phone rings, and he picks up. And he's like, uh huh. Okay, it's for you, cocksucker.
Nice.
Oh man, that's good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, I just I like your little game scenarios. They're funny, but I just have this thing about, you know, being put in a position to do something humiliating like that. You know.
Well, that's why it's got to be, you know, with a gun to the person you love most in the world's head, you know.
Yeah, but in The Shield, they're taking pictures of the guy with the gun at his head, except the gun's out of the picture, and it just looks like him sucking some gang cock. You know, it's
that's when you say it's initiation. Hello.
You know, and then they show it to his wife, you know, who's disgusted with him. And he's like, I did it to save all of our lives. And she's like, ugh. Yeah. I mean, totally turned on. I was like, you know what? I understand that. I totally understand that.
But if they see, I mean, they're in that situation. It's terrifying. They're scared. There's guns and everything, you know, and you do this ultimate sacrifice for you to do this. I don't know if every woman would be appalled by that. For some, it might even add a new spark to the marriage.
I know Lisa, before it even got to that, would go, just shoot us all. Fuck them. I can't watch you do that. And I'm like, thanks, baby. I wasn't going to. Listen, it's not exactly your call here, okay? But no, I'm not. Just so you know, I'm on the page. We're all taking a bullet to the head. The only thing going in this head's a bullet from a gun, okay? You know, we all got that straight? Good.
Okay, what if Sam was younger, you know, a little kid, 5, 6, is terrified and crying?
Well,
and
then
like,
she
Daddy,
doesn't know
Daddy,
how bad the world is.
Daddy, please help me. Don't let them kill me, Daddy.
Instead of 25 years of therapy or watching her dad suck dick? I don't think so.
If she's young enough, she might block it out.
She won't block it out.
So you say, Daddy was kissing his tummy. That was all.
No, it's like
for a long time.
It's like, look, you just ran into some bad luck, kid. We're all taking a bullet. I'm sorry we went down the wrong alleyway here. That's my fault. That's my bad. But in the end, you're not going to see your dad doing anything to bust up his integrity.
Well, I hope that I am never taken hostage with you by a group of...
You should hope that.
...violent gay men with a grudge.
That's nice. It's one of those things that's fun to think about, but I know nobody would do it for me. You know, I mean, Lisa would probably sleep with a motorcycle gang, you know,
under the
guise of saving my life.
Exactly. She would take several for the team.
But, you know, I don't want to be around 5 years later when she's asking me to buy a Harley, you know?
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't. I'd rather go out in a blaze of glory. I'd rather just go out like, you know, fuck this. I'm so damn sorry I turned down this alley instead of the other one, but... Life's full of people's bad decisions. This one's mine. We're all dying, kids. I wish I could tell you it's going to turn out another way. You know, they may put a bullet in my head and, you know, do whatever to you. I'll try to encourage them to kill you first. See, because that's what I would do if I was the gunman guy. I'd kill them first in front of them and then say, you don't have to do anything.
And that's what makes you terrible. A terrible, terrible person. Just kidding.
Oh, man.
It's like the end of the movie The Mist.
Yeah, just make the guy live with it, you know? and knowing they're going to heaven, knowing that you sold them out. Just make him live in that hell the rest of his life. That's what I would do.
Okay, then question kind of looking the other way, and that was our 5-minute timer thingy.
Yeah, but we stopped paused for a bit.
Yeah. Now, do you... Okay, it's reversed. So Lisa has to sleep with either a man or a woman. It doesn't even matter at this point, but there's okay. someone with a gun to your head. If she says no, she's not going to do anything with either one of them or whatever. Are you going to be hurt?
No.
Or is it just automatically assumed that a woman should
No, because in my mind, that's the ultimate sacrifice right there, that they're not going to get what's she gives to me. You know? That.
But what if she busts out some move that she's never done on you?
Well, that would be most unfortunate.
Something that she learned at yoga school.
Yeah. Yeah. at that point, I'd be like, what the fuck? But if she's busting out a move, then I'm living. And she's getting laid, you know, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You know, and I don't know what it'd be like to watch some nameless, faceless dude just pound away at her. That probably wouldn't be fun to watch.
But would you get over it?
Probably.
In that circumstance.
Probably.
That's what I'm saying. So I would think that a lot of women, I'm not going to say all, but a lot of women would get over it too.
But that's
if they saw their husband or significant male other doing that.
But that's a you know, homogenized, standard, you know, heterosexual terror act right there. You know, it's like we've seen it time and time and time again, you know. And a grown man, you know, having to... you know, put a crank in his mouth in front of his daughter and a chick. You know, most guys won't do that. I got news for you. They won't.
I bet more would than you'd think.
I disagree. I think over 75% of us would say, fuck you, you got to shoot me.
They might not do a good job and use a lot of teeth, but I think they would.
No, I don't think so. I think 3 out of 4 dudes would be like, fuck you.
We want to know. Guys, let us know. Twitter, Facebook, threesomepodcast.com.
Yeah. Yeah, just...
Would you suck a dick to save the life of the women, or even if it's your son, whatever, the people you love most in the world?
No, it's got to be your chick. It's got to be really humiliating. It's got to be your chick watching you, you know, have to suck a dick to save her life.
Okay. Would you do it, guys?
No.
Let us know.
No, she dies. We both die. We die with our relationship intact. There's no therapy. There's nothing to fix. It's everything is good. It just ends. That's it.
Fade to black.
Yeah. Speaking of ending, we have to end. And, you know, I hope it's a happy ending. Hope you all enjoyed it.
I'm spent.
Yeah, I know you are. The threesomepodcast.net, right?
Oh, my God. Threesomepodcast.com.
Yeah, that is where you go for information about the show and podcast information and such, correct?
Yes.
And
you can find links to download it, the iTunes link, all that, other places that you can download it. You can actually listen to it right on the website. And then there's just information about LT2 and that stuff.
Yeah, so you can go check all that out. Of course, we tweet every once in a while about what's going on. So follow us at Threesome Podcast. That's the
in Twitter.
That's the number 3 on Twitter. And
we're also on Facebook.
We're also on Facebook. Same thing. And so we got our shit together. We're good.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
And we encourage you to give it a try if you like this episode, because there's 19 other ones that kick major ass. And there's a secret one somewhere that'll never get played.
And that makes you a giant pussy.
Yeah, well.
That was the best one ever.
Yeah, it was.
Skinnerd would write a song about that. Heard it.
That was a epic meltdown that needed to happen, and I was not in my right mind, so shut up.
But what about doing it for your art?
Fuck art. I'm a businessman.
Oh, But you won't suck a dick.
No, I won't. That's not artistic.
Never mind.
Yeah. Just shut up. All right. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
And we're out.
Make a note not to forget to edit that.
I won't.
Okay, episode 20.
Would you suck a dick?
Would you suck a dick to save the woman?
Yeah, that, well, don't write that. Say, you know, write something
to save a life.
Would you do oral sex or whatever on a dude? Would a dude on dude oral sex?
Would you perform oral sex
with a gun to your head
on a guy
to save your family?
To your head to save your family. We ask the questions that are important. Mm-hmm. And then we talked about Justified.
Yeah, we did. We talked about Justified. We talked about, the prospects of Hillary in the White House. And past presidents, period.
Dense. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Wow, we just blow through an hour like nothing.
We do. But that was a good hour.
Yes.
That was a fucking brilliant question. The Terry thing. Oh my God.
I know.
He's going to laugh his ass off. So I'm under the bus.
Yes, he'll finally get to do it with purpose.
Yeah.
He finally has an excuse.
He will laugh his ass off. So there.
All right. This one is going to air what? This week or next week?
This one doesn't air for... Well, we're building up a fortress here for the holidays, so this one won't air till the week of Christmas. Because we're getting ready to put...
So I put 18 up... today, but I didn't put 19 up.
Let me see what's on the site right now. It's either 17 or 18. I think it's 18 that's on the site.
Okay. I posted 18 today to iTunes.
All right, then I'm going to go ahead and put 19 up on LT2 if we're in line here. Let's see. Let me make sure we're good. I gotta log in. Hold on a sec. All right. Let's see. LT2. Recent podcast. Where are you? There you go. 18's in there right now. So 19 will be going in. We just did 20.
Next week?
Yeah. So 19 will go in Tuesday.
So 19, they won't hear 19 until next Tuesday.
They won't hear. No,
or tomorrow.
No, 18's been in for a week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 18's been in for a week. So 19 will go for a week, and then 20 goes for a week. And then next week we'll do two for the holidays.
Okay.
Or we'll do one for the holidays.
We can do two if you want to.
Yeah, we can.
I like it.
All right, so if you want to do one later this week, we can.
Okay.
And we'll be good to go.
All right.
All right. Great show. Enjoyed it.
Me too.
And I will talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.